Head coach Rich Sherman has joined us on Panthers Radio with Zynomics. And Rich, has it been a good few days of practice after a couple of days off?
Yeah, quite obviously, you know, there's, you know, with playing so many games in, you know, the last 3 weeks that, you know, we've had some areas that we've needed some improving and some, you know, better direction and more structure in regards to some of our offensive kind of tactics. And so we had a, you know, good practice yesterday and today so far, and, you know, get ourselves ready for the weekend with the two big games.
And the games this weekend, they're two tough games against Sheffield and Belfast. Is that a better kind of weekend to bounce back from the performance in Milton Keynes the last time you played?
Well, I'll take, first of all, your comment about two tough games. Well, you can make them as tough as you want to make them, or you can make them easy, and that really depends on, you know, I mean, the focus of the concentration and the work ethic of the compete that you need to have to be successful against, you know, top teams like that. And, you know, even though Belfast or Sheffield has gotten off to a, you know, a poor start when it comes to the results, you know, I anticipate a very tough game against them, because a lot of their players will be remotivated with a new coach coming in who has a lot of experience, and you know, we'll get to give them a focus and a plan to stay on for the game against us on Saturday. So I anticipate a very tough game. And same thing with Belfast. I mean, they won last night again against Guildford. They won four in a row, so they're, you know, all of a sudden playing the right way and playing with a lot more confidence maybe when last time we played them. So you know, we have to get, you know, back on track, especially after you know, the poor performance against Milton Keynes. So, you know, I'm really eager and, you know, to really see how well we bounce back this weekend.
And you get the chance to bounce back in front of a sold-out crowd on Saturday. That's going to be extra motivation.
Well, like I keep saying, I mean, it's always extra motivation for the players, but it's always an advantage sometimes when you have that, you know, that crowd into the game, and because that can really influence you know, sometimes the other team and in, you know, a little bit of a panic mode or in that regard. But, you know, I think that the fans sometimes maybe are maybe not so happy when sometimes we don't play as well as we should at times. But I think they really appreciate, you know, the excitement of the game and the type of style of hockey that we play. And quite obviously when, you know, two players decide to drop their gloves and have it out, and I think we're probably about 6-0 in our fights this year. So we want to just continue to play an aggressive game and eliminate time and space against other teams.
Thanks, Rich. Best of luck.
Great. Thank you.